So the Rambam brings the chapter that each individual has zechuyot ve'avonot. That means there is no in Adam Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Ya'aseh Tov Lo Yechta. There is no one that could be considered that is absolutely tzaddik without having any types of averot. Even if when it comes to averot, he's careful about. When it comes to Ya'aseh Tov, which means his positive mitzvot, he most probably he has what to fix. So therefore, that's why the Shlomo HaMelech writes, "Ein Adam Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Ya'aseh Tov." In Ya'aseh Tov, at least there is going to be what to expect further from that individual. So therefore, each person has certain zechuyot and certain avonot. There is nobody that is absolutely perfect except HaKadosh Baruch. So therefore, that is given and granted. So now writes the Rambam, whoever, officially speaking, has more zechuyot than averot, that individual can be considered to be a tzaddik, a righteous man. And then on the other hand, somebody who has more averot than zechuyot, he's a rasha. And mechza lemechza beinoni. And a person is not supposed to consider himself a tzaddik. And on the other hand, because of the fact that once you do consider yourself a tzaddik, there is no room for improvement. And on the other hand, we are not allowed to consider ourselves rasha because of the fact that once a person is considered in his own eyes a rasha, also you lose self-confidence, minimum to say, and the person gets depressed, and definitely you cannot function. So therefore, a person is supposed to consider himself beinoni. There's always room for improvement. A person is supposed to consider himself somewhere in between, not a tzaddik, not a rasha. As I once mentioned, the famous words from the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe says, what's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha? He says that I rather deal with a rasha that knows he's a rasha than a tzaddik that knows he's a tzaddik. That means, if you have two individuals, somebody who is, let's say, he declares himself to be a righteous person, belonging, let's say, to a conservative temple or a reform. And he says, you know what it is? I am reform. Born into a reform movement. I believe in reform ideology or conservative. So then automatically, there is no room for improvement. He is given and granted that this is his attitude. He is beshita conservative. That means, even if, they are dead wrong, he's going to defend them anyway. So whatever they came to change when it comes to religion and religiosity and Judaism, he's going to defend. So where is going to be the straw that is going to break the camel's back? Nothing doing. By him, they could do anything and everything. The conservative movement, he is a defender. He's going to defend their shita anyway. So this individual, there is no room for improvement. There is no teshuvah. There is no such talking to him to better him himself or better his ways. He's beshita this way. That means he has decided that this is what it is, and that's to the extent that he's involved, and nothing more, nothing doing. So, says the Kotzke Rebbe 200 years ago, I rather deal with a rasha that knows he's a rasha. If somebody admits that he's a rasha, that I'm no good, I have room for improvement. So then, when somebody talks to you, you are willing to be a judge, not a lawyer. A lawyer automatically is hired to defend, let's say, John Gotti. So his defender is getting paid to defend the most cruel and wicked individual that is getting paid for it. This is what his job is. So you prove it to him that the individual that you defend, he is a criminal, he's supposed to defend anyway. So, but the man say, if a person, however, is a judge, you put in front of him the evidences, and he's supposed to make a proper judgment. So, that is the justice system. So, therefore, if a person is a rasha, and he knows that he's a rasha, so then you provide him with the evidence, and he's willing to be a judge, he's willing not to be biased, so then automatically, based on the evidence is going to make a proper judgment. But if a person is, let's say, he is much better than a Rasha, but he says, I declare myself a tzaddik, and I believe I'm a tzaddik. And this is what I am, this is who I am, no room for improvement. So could be the biggest rabbi could come talk to him. He's not willing to budge. So therefore, says the Katzke Rebbe, I am not willing to talk and spend time with a tzaddik who declares himself to be a tzaddik. There is no room for improvement. Somebody, Beshita, is this way. Ah, that's it. So no room for improvement. That he says, Im hayuzechu yotav. So this is the basic principle, the bottom line. We are all supposed to consider ourselves beinoni. There is what to fix. And Bez Hashem, the Rambam continues to talk about each act that what we do can have an impact upon ourselves, upon our family, upon the rest of the mankind. And nivrechu becha kol mishpachot ha'adama, as the Pasuk says, and all the angels, they get their sustenance based on the mitzvot ha'masim tovim and the Torah learning of each individual Jew.